everybody, and welcome to the month of October officially. welcome. So if you're new on here, my name is Lois Derry Kabor, and I am the host for Podcast Friday Stoke with Lois. And this is me saying grab popcorn. If you're driving, well, stay focused, but then keep your ears on what I'm saying. And if this is not your first time, well, you know how we do. You know the vibes, you know the energy, and yeah, that's it. So I know it's been a minute. I do not have any explanation for that. I can only say that life has been happening. And well, we're already into this episode right now, guys. This is me just letting you know, because I have some sort of mixed feelings. I don't know if I want to keep this part, this episode, professional, or if I just want to just go with the flow. A greater part of me just wants to go with the flow, cause, well, that's the vibes I'm having for today. And I think I'm just gonna roll with that, because honestly, I think I'm in some sort of soul searching, you know, mood. I don't know how to interpret how I'm feeling right now, but for me, it's soul searching ish. You know, I know a lot of you are gonna be like Gen Z problem and things like that, but well, I don't know, call it whatever you want to call it, but that's the mood that I'm currently in right now. And I just want to speak into your emotions. I promise you guys that I'm perfectly okay. It's past 4 a.m. in the morning, so I'm fine. I'm in my kitchen, the door is shut, I'm recording this podcast. Well, it's my usual spot, because the noise is like at the barest minimum, and you know. Well, like I said, I just want to speak into your emotions. I'm in that kind of energy. Well, I'm just gonna like go straight into everything that I have to talk about. So first off, guys, let's do an intro. September was crazy. I don't know about you listening that is outside Nigeria, but in Nigeria, September was crazy. We saw a whole lot of relationship bans. We saw a whole lot of people drag each other, from the Idibias to Turn to Decay to Bob Risky to BB Niger fans. And honestly, if you did not have enough data, I would say you're lost, because you honestly wanted to catch this gist real time. You didn't want to be told. You didn't want to come back, you know, to get reactions. You just wanted to get it as ED hot, as they are dropping it. You know, you're on Instablog, you're on Lindari KG, you're on Tunde Ednot. You just wanted to know what really was going on, you know. And September was a whole lot. Entertaining for some people, toxic for some, but the bottom line of it being that it was a whole lot. And yeah, in September I went to Ghana. Well, I didn't give you guys details of that gist. I'm not so sure I want to give you guys details of that gist, but to just clarify, because a couple of people reached out to me, you know, talking about the expenses of traveling and how much it was gonna cost, you know, things like that. So first off, you'd have to consider your accommodation, you'd have to consider your feeding, you'd have to consider your COVID test, because you're gonna do like 3 COVID tests. You'd have to consider flight tickets, definitely. So if you want to travel to Ghana like December, I suggest you start, you know, you book your tickets now, so it's like cheaper for you, and then you start getting discounts, and just book everything now if you know your setting for accommodations, and also you can be able to get good discounts and the price is a little lesser for you. But yeah, for the trip, I would say you should be looking at around 400 to 500, like half a million ish though. So I'm not asking if I funded this trip by myself, my dears, like Jehovah overdue. The all-sufficient God funded the trip. it was a trip that I had to make. I'm gonna save the gist for some time later, maybe a year or two-ish from now, you know, I'm going to bring this up again. And maybe something's just going to spark it, you know. But yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. But then again, I'm also going to say that for the end of the year, I want to travel again. Maybe someplace in Europe. God, fund this lifestyle. But I really want to travel again, you know. And I think I'm looking towards my birthday. I might not do it on my birthday exactly, or like my birthday weekend or something, maybe like a week after. But I just want to go someplace solitary, alone for my birthday celebration this year, alone, you know. I just want to leave my phone someplace and just go with like a camera, be able to bask in good moments, be able to bask in memories, you know, have people worry about me a little, yeah, and then come back and soak up all the attention. Like, Lois, where have you been? You know, definitely I'm gonna give you guys some heads up, but you know, it's not as easy as experiencing it. A lot of people are gonna say talk is cheap, so me just saying, okay, heads up guys, I'm gonna go, you know. And then after a week, you know, you don't hear from me, and then you see me post up things like that. I don't know what's wrong with me, guys, but like I said, this is the mood I'm currently in, so you guys are gonna have to deal with it. So yeah, I want to travel again. I felt really good, you know, it just really felt really good. And yeah, I want to travel again. So well, on this podcast, like I said, I'm just gonna be recapping a lot and sharing some things and just giving like a general overview of basic things that I really want to talk about. First off is the important decisions that I took earlier this year. We're in October currently, and like I said, I'm recapping. So this is me just going through my year mentally in my head, looking at things that worked for me, things that didn't work, things that are in the works, and how I've reacted to them, how these things have changed me, how they've put me in positions, good or otherwise, you know. And I can't help but think about the important decisions that I took earlier this year, you know. Okay, first off, let me start from September that we just left. So first off, I told you guys that I resigned, and yeah, my resignation is fully blown right now. So I'm not unemployed, I'm self-employed. And I know a lot of people say that to escape from the whole unemployment phase, but believe me guys, I'm self-employed. Yeah, I have businesses that I do, and one way or another they bring in money. I don't starve, I live alone. And one way or another, God has been sustaining me. Trust me, it's not easy, because this minute you're having like 100, like literally guys, you're having 169 naira in your account, and you're acting like everything is okay because you're trusting God, you know. And the next minute, boom, 10,000, and you're like, okay, I can take care of this bill, I can make this food, I can try to live a little, I can get shawarma, I can get Maryland cookies, you know, the things that I love, I can get suya and stuff and just be content in my little space. Entrepreneurship is not easy. It's not for the faint-hearted. A lot of people do. Because, I mean, who resigns in an economy like this where Sniper is getting to almost 2,000 naira? Like, who does that? Well, you have the Lois Terikawa right here that would pick resignation, you know, and want to bask in peace of mind, want to figure out a lot of stuff, want to engage my mind better, want to research, just want to sleep, rest, revitalize, get my mojo, get my energy back. You know, a lot of people wouldn't do that. A lot of people don't have that kind of privilege for one reason or another, but well, everybody's different in their own right and unique. So yeah, that's what I did. I resigned, and I currently have a lot on my plate still with all the numerous things that I do, blogging, volunteering, writing, you know, business. So I wouldn't, that's why I said I'm not unemployed, I'm self-employed, because I still have a lot on my plate, and I like that it affords me to be my creative self again. Like, I'm right here recording a podcast, you know, I function better than I, guys. So I think it's best you know when you function. So yeah, that was the bulk of my September. I resigned, I traveled, you know, and I was able to figure out the things that I wanted to do. I have peace of mind. I'm able to re-strategize, and I'm able to just breathe. It is important to just breathe, guys. There's just this different air you breathe when you have peace of mind. Trust me, you're not feeling choked. You're not under pressure. You're taking things one day at a time. You know, your head is clear. It's a different space, guys. And I honestly wish that you would experience that. So let's go back to decisions that I took earlier this year. If you go up on my Twitter bio, you would see not available for a relationship, and someone hit me up and said that's the funniest bio they've ever seen. And initially, when I took this decision February, it felt like I wasn't going to live up through it. My friend was like, Lois, it's just February, this is the second month, you have 10 more months to go. And I was like, you know what, let me just start and see what it looks like, because I really do not want to be in a relationship this year. I just wanted to be there for myself. I didn't want my emotions being jumbled up, you know. I just wanted to be in a different space. I'm not saying, please don't misquote, I'm not saying love is not good. You know, love is beautiful. No matter how many times I get heartbroken, that's in the past, because I'm not getting heartbroken again, guys. I don't chop breakfast enough. Make everybody get out of that. But no matter how many times I have gotten heartbroken, you know, it's not going to change my perspective. It's not going to change how I feel about love. Love is beautiful. Love is sweet. But this year I said, you know what? I'm not going to love. I don't think I want to let myself love this year. You know, I just want to observe, experiment, and get to basking how I really feel and understand things better from an emotionally clear space. So yeah, and we're in October, and it's 2 months to the end of the year, guys. I almost fell into a ship. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't. But I was still really intentional about not wanting to be in a relationship with it. Even if, like, maybe things had gotten a little bit good, I was still telling myself that I wouldn't want to make anything formal up until next year. So my friend is always like, January 1st, Lois, boom, you're opening your windows. And you know, with a lot of things that have happened this year, I don't even think January 1st or January or even next year I want to rush into dating. Like, I have a blueprint now that I'm working with for my life. The things that I want, I'm pretty much sure, like, God can eventually twist the event of things, but I'm pretty sure God is with me on this one, on this relationship one. Anything fornication, anything immorality, anything that's gonna mess my emotional headspace, I think God is with me on this one, because I think the Bible cites me on this one. So God, it is not my will, but your will. So I think, yeah, God and I are in partnership. So except God says, Lois, I'm bringing your man, which I'm really not ready for. You know, like, mentally I'm in that space, but physically, finances, marriage, I don't know. I'm not really ready for that space. But you know how this love thing can be, guys. Today you're like, you're just blotting out. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm gonna be 100% honest. Today you're blotting out, I'm not really ready for that space, blah blah blah. Tomorrow you see this hot guy, he might not even really be your spec per se, but then the vibe is there, the energy. You know, he's funny, he cracks you up. The next day, or the next day is even too far. What am I saying? in the night, you're thinking, you're back in your room, you're on your bed, and you're thinking, and you catch yourself smiling to yourself, and you're stalking him on Instagram, and you're contemplating, should I send a message or not? And then you're checking out his physiques. Okay, his lips is not that bad. It looks good. It looks kissable. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. Don't lie to yourself. Don't worry. He looks good. He looks this. His chest, well, I don't so much fancy boy. His chest doesn't look bad either. A little bit of exercise, I mean, he's gonna be okay. His height is good. He keeps good conversations. And then your head is just ruffled around this guy that you just met. And then you're like, should I even give it to? Okay, has not even asked you. You guys have barely gotten past friendship. I mean, you guys are like, I just starting, and then. Ladies, we know how these things work, you know, so but I think it's just the grace of God and determination and not having to be with or not having to find the man that I want and stuff. But I'm really super happy for myself that this year I didn't get into any relationship. You guys, I'm breathing okay. I'm breathing just fine. You guys see the happiness in me. I'm breathing just fine. I'm not hitting somebody up. My chest is not heavy. I'm not miserable. I'm not sinking. Nobody's checking up on me. I'm all right. I don't have that expectation. You know, it's just... my God. Sometimes single people need to appreciate God more and probably do like a Thanksgiving or something. I mean, relationships are nice, like I would always say, but... Beautiful relationships are nice. You don't want to be in a toxic relationship or something that's taking away your peace of mind. And then... come, like, single people that are happy, you don't know what God is doing for us. I join my hands with you and I say, you need to thank God. Like, Jesus, I thank you that I can be able to breathe in and breathe out fresh air. I can be able to feel complete in myself. I can be able to be in my comfort zone and create a happy space for myself. I mean, a lot of people, the little things we see as nothing, a lot of people honestly can do it, you know. And it's just because of different reasons peculiar to them, and we, whatever situation anybody is in, I honestly pray and do hope that you just get it right. Single or in a relationship, I just really pray you get it right. It's all love and light from here. So yeah, I took that decision, and I took another important decision, not to stress myself this year. So when I said not to stress myself, we people, you know, it's like I'm so focused on my growth spiritually first, and then watching how, like I always say, it's my spiritual, I realize it's my spiritual growth first, because in being intentional this year with my spiritual growth, I found out that it radiated to my physical growth. So it was Christ changing me from the inside out, and it reflecting physically and, you know, in my relations with people, in my priorities and things that I do. So yeah, I was really intentional about that. And then basically I just told myself, you know what, I'm not gonna let anybody stress me. If I really want to be in this space where I'm focused on me, I'm focused on the energy that I'm giving out, and which is going to be positive and not negative. So if you're going to bring a negative energy to me, if you want to be rude, if you want to hurt my feelings in some way, you know, if you want to just make me think unnecessarily and just put me in a headspace that is not good for me, or it's not in line with what I've already told myself that I want to achieve this year emotionally, I'm just gonna block. So yeah, I'm not waiting to the end of, you know, the year to say I'm cutting everyone. No, I cut you off right away. And whatever opinions you have to give, you can as well keep it between yourself, you know, that little space between your hands and your keypad. And then before you press send, just keep it right there, because it has worked for me. And I think it's only insanity that you know what works for you and you don't do it. So it's been, my energy has really been so good, you guys. Like, anybody, once I see that you're bringing negative, and then the people that I've been attracting to, they've been giving positive energy. Like, I don't think I've blocked up to like three or four people this year, maybe. I don't think so, but the ones that I've blocked, like, really deserved it. I think I'm only the number of people on my that view my WhatsApp status in that space have just only increased. So I have, like, I don't know, a lot of you, please don't lie to yourself. How many people do you have blocked, like, view your WhatsApp status? Because that's like my most personal space. So for me, I have over like 300 blocked. And it's because I don't want anybody to be judgy. I just want to be in my space and feel very comfortable because it's a very private space. And if I feel we don't vibe in some sort of way, I mute your status. It's life is never that deep. Honestly, I just really want to be stress-free emotionally this year. And those two decisions has really helped me a lot. It has, you know, really worked for me. So bringing it down to October right now, you know, I think with me, it's a lot of expectations, a lot of trusting God with the things that I'm working on because there's a lot on my plate. It's a lot of patience. I'm not a patient person by default. I'm very impatient. But this year, God has taken me through a journey of patience. I really wouldn't lie to you guys. It's been mind-blowing. It's something I've never really experienced before. And, you know, God just told me, Lois, this year you're gonna have to be patient because it is beyond even for now and the things that you're looking up to. It is me teaching you how to wait, how to trust me for the place that I'm taking you to. You're gonna need a lot of it. And so I'm not oblivious to that fact. It's been a journey of patience for me this year, even up until the 10th month. And I'm grateful, like, I really wouldn't have it less, you know. And like I said, I'm just currently in a place where I'm reading, I'm researching, I'm exploring, I'm basking in my peace of mind, and I'm just happy, you know. And I'm just gonna wrap this podcast right here. A lot happened last year, a lot has happened this year. I think last year, last month, I was at a healing boot camp. I would call it a healing boot camp because, you know, I think it was called Reawakening or so. And it was just people sharing their stories of abuse, stories of betrayal, stories that really hurt, rape, you know, all this delicate emotional torture and things like that. And I'm a very emotional person, so it just put me in some kind of space. And the only thing I just kept on telling people around me was, be kind. You know, you never know the battle someone is facing. You never know the challenges. You never know what's going on in their headspace. You never know how they are struggling to pull through every single day. You never know their thought process. You never know their perception of things. You never know the things that have happened that has changed their life entirely that they do not want to talk about. You know, that everybody is smiling does not mean everybody is really smiling. You know, it's not hard to put on a smile, wear makeup. It's not hard these days. And it just really made me aware of being kind to people. It takes nothing to smile at someone. It takes nothing to say, hey, how are you? How are you doing? Because I'm being in positions myself. It takes nothing to check up. It takes nothing to send a funny meme or send a crazy video, you know, something to just crack someone up. A lot of us are chasing life and are really forgetting to live. You know, so it takes you that is not forgetting to leave. It takes nothing to be intentional towards being kind to people, you know, and just make them have a break to say, I think I need to start doing this more often. Okay, she did this, it made me feel this type of way. I think I need to start paying more attention to this aspect of my life, you know. Honestly, kindness and being intentional with kindness improves the quality of life. And it is beyond finances. It is beyond things money can buy. It is just, I would say, improving your physiology, which in turn changes your mentality, which in turn makes you be content with whatever you have. You know, the little laughs here and there, they really make up the bigger part. And until we realize this, you know, we're just going to be shadowboxing, like one of my favorite mentors would say. So, yeah, the year is winding down. A lot of people are in a reflective state. Okay, what works, what didn't work, what can I do? Beyond reflecting, I would say take action. Once you're done reflecting, once you're done discovering, I would say redefine a lot of things. Don't wait for next year. Don't wait for the 31st of December or the 1st of January. You can start redefining those things now. You know, change doesn't have to be monitored by a calendar. No, you can monitor your progress, but change doesn't have to be monitored by a calendar. Like, it really doesn't make a difference. It can be the 1st of January, but it can also be you continuing what you already started, you know. So, as I wrap this podcast up, I would say, guys, trust the process. I would say trust God. I would say wait, and I would say take action when you need to. November is coming, and it's coming really fast. December is coming, and it's coming really fast. Do whatever you have to do. Be authentic and be real to yourself. Tell yourself the truth. You don't need to get everything figured out right now, but the little steps that you take in intentionality towards your purpose, towards defining yourself, towards your journey, you know, makes all the difference, trust me. So yeah, till I meet you again, it is Podcast Friday, Talk with Lois. Tell a friend to tell a friend about loisspiration.com. We have a lot of content, amazing, 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 that you would love and will just keep you in the right track. So till I see you again, guys, Lois Tarikabo signing out. Bye for now.